We turn to Peter, the First Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Therefore, so before this, Peter talked about the salvation. Salvation. We receive salvation, and we receive blood from Jesus Christ to cleanse our sins. And also we have a living hope. So this great grace from God. So what can we do? So how to encourage brothers and sisters? We have to remind them the grace of God first. And how to remind the grace of God? We have to to view the things from the spirituality, not from the worldly view. Let's turn to Romans. Romans. Chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies in living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So before chapter 12, Paul talking about the salvation, right? Salvation. Even the Gentiles elected by God. So this is great redemption, salvation. So what can we do? Even Apostle Paul also stated like this, right? Not just Peter. Apostle Paul. Then Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. So, before chapter 4, from chapter 1 to chapter 3, talking about salvation. Since we receive greater salvation from our Lord, because our Lord used his precious blood to purchase us, to buy us from the sinners, even pay his life for us. So what can we do? I beseech you. So in Romans, they beseech, please. Of course, if from worldly view, you are okay, you are fine. Many of you have a straight A in the school work, in the school performance, straight A. How many of you straight A? Raise your hand. So from, thank God, praise the Lord. So from worldly view, right, you are okay, right, you are okay. You are so young, right, you are energetic, right, you are so young. You live in a wealthy family, so no problem. But in the perspective of the spirituality, it might not okay, it might not okay. Right. So as a pastor, later on, if you are become RE teacher, if you are RE teachers, right, then you have to look to care about the students from the view of spirituality, not just from the superficial, the outwardly. Outwardly, everyone, okay, so cute, you know, you're a student. If you turn to 18, then maybe you teach kindergarten class or E1 class. They are small and are cute, right? So that's so cute. So we have a view. That's why Paul and Peter encourage. Therefore, because we receive God's grace, so what can we do? We have to do something in return. So go back to Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, be serious, and rest your hope fully upon the grace to be brought to you the salvation of Christ. So be holy and be sober. Sober means serious. So to be serious. When we come to the church, come before God, be serious mindset. So we do everything, just do our best, to do our best. Can you imagine if you we continue the scenario, if you jump into the pool, more than 6 feet, you know, some pool are very deep, right? Yeah, if a lot of people jump in to the water, then must be deep, maybe 7 feet, 8 feet, maybe. Then, at the moment, you are able to, help, right? And the guy try to help you, so, oh, what it means, okay, let me finish coffee, right? He said, if you finish your coffee, maybe I will die, right? Right now, you got to help me right now, rescue me right now. But he said, no, let me finish my coffee. Because the coffee from Starbucks is so nice, so delicious. I will take time to enjoy it, right? Then you will die. Then how about God, if our God acts this way? Not a serious, right? Not a take seriously. Take time. Then we all will die, right? So that's why we have to return. We have to pay God back as how he treated us. Because he treated us so urgently, wow, rescued right away. If not right now, maybe your check would be drawn. So right now, so when we have a family service, be there. On time. We have a Sabbath service, be there on time. We have a prayer session, be there on time. Be serious, be sober. How many of you attend the Sabbath service, including prayer session on time? Raise your hand, on time. Before service, also have a prayer, right? Prayer session. Raise your hand. Higher, okay, thank God. Not that many. So be there on time because the sorrow, right? Be serious. So we have to be serious in our faith. Be serious in our homework. School homework, be serious. You go to school, be serious. You study, be serious. Of course, you be serious. That's why you can get a straight A. But in our church homework, same. When we serve the Lord, when we be our teachers, do everything, be serious. Even you need a hymn, right? Be serious. You got to prepare first, right? So with him is match the topic. So before you assign the hymn on leading, right? Hymn on singing, then you have to ask pastor, hey, what topic you will have right now, right? You deliver tonight. Because I want to choose the hymn number to match your topic. So this whole team, right? The piano, the pianist, and the hymn singer leader, and translator, interpreter, and speaker, everybody the same. This whole team have to work out. Not just servant deliverer, servant speaker, everybody the same. So be serious, because we receive great salvation from our Lord. Then be holy. Holiness is power. Holiness is power, especially nowadays. Everybody talk about freedom, sexual freedom, liberty. Before marriage, usually the people won't cherish their status. So before college, many people lost their virginity already. But if we are holy, If you are holy, the holiness is the power. If you show yourself, I'm holy, I stand there. Nobody can touch you. Nobody. You know, sometimes we have many brothers and sisters that got married. It's good. But they are not qualified to have wedding ceremony in a chapel. Why? Because they lost their purity. It's so sad. Even married in the Lord, but they lost their purity. But when we want to keep the holy, right? When we keep holy, the holy itself is power. Holiness is power, remember. If you want to stay on the track, right track, right, then it's power. Nobody can touch you. If you compromise, okay, God, not okay. You're okay, God say, no, not okay. So be serious and also be holy. Okay. Especially sisters. Because physically you are so weak, right? You are so weak. It's very easy to be the target of attack. Very easy. But nowadays it doesn't matter because gun, you know, doesn't matter even like a person with so tall, so big, right? Same. Even if he know how to martial art, right? Same, gang, boom, gang, right? Struck down, gang down, easy. But I say, holiness is power. Like Joseph, even his master's wife tried to entice him, but he showed his holiness, right? Walk away, right? It's power. So if you try to live in holiness, then God will give us strength to handle the situation, to handle the scenario. Okay. And we can glorify God's name. And also, stay here in fear. Stay in fear. In fear. What does fear mean? Fear. Fear God. outside right now, outside, you know, outside the temperature is 120 degrees. 120 degrees. Of course, right now it's not 120. That I just take example. If outside temperature is 120 degrees, 120 degrees. Then church said, Debbie, Jack, and your name is King Priest, yeah. Daniel, yeah. You go out to distribute flyer because EHC is coming soon, right? Yeah. So you go out to distribute the flyer to the street, every house, from house to house, yeah. Then 120 degrees, it's hard, right? You will go out? Will you go out? Huh? Then you might think, oh, too hot, right? If I go out, then I need to drink that water. How about skin cancer, you know, because the light is so strong, the light shine, maybe hurt my skin. Skin cancer, too hot. So you will consider, you will just reason in your heart, right? Or if this, then, if this, then. You consider too much, then it's very difficult for you to follow through. We remember, you know, two midwives in Moses' time, right? In the Exodus chapter 1, two midwives. Pharaoh, the king, Pharaoh said, if you deliver a baby for Israel people, if it is male, then kill them. If female baby, then reserve their life. If boy, ha, cut. Right? This is commandment from king. From king,
The text sheep, you know, before when king said, killed, them will be killed, right? Before the ancient time. And two midwives, they did not follow Pharaoh's commandment. They did not follow through Pharaoh's command. Why? Because they fear God. And from this incident, from this story, we can analyze what does fear mean. If midwife consider, hey, if I disobey Pharaoh's command, I might risk my life, right? Hey, cut, behead, cut. You fear cut, huh? I was scared to be cut, huh? Hey, before not a gun so easy, a gun, but before maybe torture, torment you first, then did you die? Scared? Will you follow Pharaoh's command? If you think, oh, if I follow through, if I cure, I will get a reward. Maybe later on, I will become high ranking official in Egypt government, enjoy my life. If I disobey, I might have to risk my life, beheaded. tremble, right? So which way should go? Which way should I go? Because they fear God, so they did not consider so much. They did not think about it so much. If they think about it so much, then they cannot do it. You see, pastor, right? All pastors have their own job. I have my career before. Pastor Woody had his own career before. When we come out, you know, when we come out, how much do you pay us? Little. Right. If you consider too much, if you think of too much, or if you step out to be pastor, then my income only such amount. How can support my family? If we think about too much, then do nothing, huh? Right? So fear God, which means you just trust God. God will take care. If you follow God, if you have compassion on Israel boy, then God will take care of my life. God will take care of my life, right? So it turned out God established their families. So our two midwives, they have their own families. And when Pharaoh asked her, say, hey, how did you disobey me? I said, one boy, God. But you didn't. Why, God protect them. Otherwise, it's very easy for Pharaoh just execute them, right? Because he's king. So what does it mean? Do not think about too much. Just do it. Just do it. Right? When God says so, just do it. Because you say so, you will take care of me. Right? Only God can do it. In this society, nobody can guarantee you just follow me. You just follow me. Then you will get well. You will live in well. You will live in good condition. Live in good life. Nobody can guarantee. Financial advisor, buy this stock, buy that stock. Guarantee you make money. It's true? Of course not. They want to make a commission. They want to earn your commission. They want to make money from you. No guarantee. In this society, nothing is guaranteed. Only God can give us guarantee. Okay. So when God says so, we just do it. No hesitation, because he is a powerful, almighty God. It's worthy to be trusted. So fear God. And same way, when the time we have to join the service, just on time, come here. And then, of course, your mom might say, oh, I still have to do the laundry. Forget, when you come back, do the laundry. Go to church first. God will take care of us. One time, because my wife teaches in elementary school, and in the beginning of the semester, the school will give them the student medical situation, because this is confidential, I mentioned to you earlier. Medical history is confidential, so just give teacher to review. And then after a couple of days, they have to return back to school authority, because this is very confidential. It's only one sheet of paper. So one day, my wife had to return the paper to school. She could not find it. She could not find. Wow, everywhere she did not. And school said, you got to return that sheet. My wife could not find it. Oh, everywhere. And one night, there was a family service. And my wife just debated in her mind whether I would go to join the family service or continue to looking for the sheet, the paper. So she decided for to join the family service. Then when she come back, she find the paper again. And there, it's so obvious there. She tried so many days to find it. She could not find the paper. It's only one sheet. And you know, she had a lot of paper, right? Report, oh, so many papers. But after family service, she got it. So we don't worry about too much. If we worry about too much, then we can do nothing. Nothing we can do it. Because God will take care. God will take care of us. Okay. Then verse 21. Who through him believed in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Our faith and hope, and even confidence. Because when we have hope, we will have confidence. Like if tomorrow you will be president, you can be president tomorrow, right? And today, I say you must be a beggar. Today, you must be a beggar. Today, only today. And tomorrow, you will be a president of the United States. But today, you will be beggar. Would you do it? Huh? Tiffany, would you do it? No? Tomorrow, huh, will be a president of the United States. You don't want to be beggar? Oh, you want to be president? Okay. Then, if tomorrow you can be a mayor, you don't know. Okay. So what? Medical chief nurse, because you want to be nurse. Yeah. No. Okay. Okay. Boy, huh? Brother, my sister. Yeah. I don't ask a wrong person, yeah. Brother, Jack, tomorrow will be top person, and today you can be called lower, yeah, beggar. Will you do it? Yes, right? Because you have hope. You have hope tomorrow. Tomorrow, even today, you will get a lower, right? Beggar, because today I have hope, right? So I still can keep faith, keep joy, because tomorrow I can change my status. Yeah, so the competence, competence. Why we have competence? Because we have God. The hope and competence in God. Right? When we have hope, then we have competence. What should we fear, right? Fear interview, fear exam. How many of you fear examination? Raise your hand. Final exam, okay. Don't be afraid of it. Don't fear. Have hope, have faith in God. Do your best. Do your best. Well, of course, sometimes F is fine. Yeah. You know, sometimes, yeah. Because great doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Of course, most of the time it's been something. But sometimes, because it's not a stand for your life, not a present for your life. You just do your best. My nephew, one of my nephew, he did very poor academic performance, very poor performance. So many subjects, and only one subject passed. Others fail. From elementary school to junior high to high school, all the subject, only one pass and the other fail. But he joined the service every time, every day. He joined the service every time. He didn't go outside to intensive class, you know, tutoring class. He didn't join. He didn't sign up. You know, in Taiwan, so many parents sign up for their children, go to tour for English, for mathematics, for chemistry, whatever. He didn't. And it turned out he also joined, in the college, he joined the musical university academy, music, because he learned piano. Yeah. And right now, he contracted, he composed some music for one company. So God got him. God provided opportunity for him. Even in the society, he is so down, right? Who want to hire him? Because all the subjects fail. If you are boss, you want to hire such kind of people? Of course not, right? But he was faithful to God. Faithful until today. He is faithful to God. Then God rewarded him. God took care of him. Just fear God. Our confidence, our hope are in God. Then we turn to chapter 2. Let us see objective in studying this chapter. Objectives. To note what is necessary in order to grow spiritually. To reflect upon our privileges and duties. To review our duty to submit the governmental authorities to make application of the instructions to live in our lives as employees. So overall, to grow spiritually, why we need to grow spiritually? Okay, turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has
bless us with every spiritual blessing, spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
Okay, so here to spiritual presence, not material. If material, of course, we can use our force, right? If material, then I can set up a tutoring service. You come here, I charge you $50 an hour, right? I tell you how. And the outside, many businessmen will set up a tutor. How to be successful, right? How to make money. Yeah, outside many seminars, you join a seminar, they will teach you how to put your money in stock market, right? In stock market. Right? How to invest your money. Yeah, somebody will teach you, but you have got to pay money, right? To pay them. So they will give you some advice. How about spiritual? Can they teach you? Huh? Can they teach you? No, of course not. Only church, only inside this community, spiritual community can offer you the instruction. The Bible offer our instructions, spiritual. So we have to be spiritual in order to receive these blessings. In order to receive these blessings, so we have to be what? To be spiritual. That's the reason. Then number two, why we have to lift up our spirituality, because all the blessings are in where? Heaven. Not in earth. In heaven. So we have lift up ourselves, right? Lift up. Like a martial art, like Qing Gong, huh? In Chinese movie, kung fu movie, qing gong, right? Jump to the rooftop. No way, it's cheating. No way. So we have to lift up our spirituality in order to receive the blessings, because it is spiritual, and also in heaven. And what is the spiritual presence? Let's turn to the same book, chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possessions to praise of his glory. So, what is the blessing? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of promise. This promise. So, we have to say the whole word. Whole word is the Holy Spirit of the promise, because promise from God in Old Testament, and also from Jesus Christ, the promise. And we receive the promise already. And seal with the promise, and serve as the guarantee. And guarantee, which means deposit. Guarantee means just give you test, give you trial, right? Like if you go to Costco, then you can enjoy taste, right? Yeah, taste. So some mom say his children, we don't have to cook, we just go Costco, right? And then taste this, taste that, then food already, right? Then we don't have to buy anything. I just taste. Yeah, taste, so give you taste, right? To see what taste. So if you feel good, then you will buy the product. This is what we call pretext. Because the in the psalm also encourage us to test the grace of God, So the grace of God can be tested, So it's sweet or bitter or sour, right? What kind of test? We have to test with our tongue. So the Holy Spirit serves as the pretest of the kingdom of the heaven. Of course, heaven is so joyful, so good. It's beyond this description, beyond expression, beyond. How good? I cannot tell you. How good? It's good. How good? It's good. How good? Good. Right? So non-stop. How good? It's good. You go there, then you will see. Until the last day, then we can see, we can face Jesus face to face. Then we can see. Some of you may ask, how come the dinosaur, right? Dinosaur. When dinosaur disappeared, do we have a real dinosaur before? I don't know. Maybe, right? Because we can see another fossil, right? Maybe, but how come they disappeared? I don't know. You need an answer, right? How many of you need an answer? Want to know what happened to the dinosaur? Raise your hand. And how big? Okay, me too. If you want to know the answer, right? Keep it in the face until we go to heaven. Don't fall away. If you fall away, then you have no chance to ask Jesus. So stay in the truth until the last day, then you ask Jesus. Jesus, what happened to dinosaur, right? Then he will tell you. But when you go to heaven, right, so joyful, this to you become trivial, become inconvenient, become insignificant to you, right? So you won't ask Jesus, what happened to dinosaur there? Right? Because you are so joyful already. It's not important. So the right now we can test what look like of the heaven, what look like, because when we come here, we are so joyful, right? You see, we have free lunch. Of course, to you, you feel nothing because your parents will cook for you, but to me, I have to cook by myself. I have to cook by myself, free meals. So when I come to the church hall, Saturday, I feel so happy because I don't have to cook, right? And to you, it's nothing, right? So you have to do something, you have to labor, you will do something. Then when you get some free, you will show gratification, right? You will show thankfulness. Because you do something, and then now you can take a break. If we take a break every day, you don't have to cook, you don't have to wash dishes, you don't have to do laundry, you don't have to make it, somebody do for you. How can you learn thankfulness? How can you learn? You have no chance to learn, right? To show your appreciation. But if you do something and then once a time you get a break, like a Mother's Day, you cook for your mom, right? You cook for mom in a Mother's Day. Raise your hand. If you cook for your mom in Mother's Day, Mother's Day, raise your hand. Okay, good. Thank God. Then your mom, so easy, right? Enjoy tea, enjoy coffee, and sit on the couch, and lie down on the couch, waiting for your meal. So we got to suffer. Then when you have some, even little time of break, then you will show appreciation. So how to live in joyful life? Do something, labor. Otherwise, if you always eat cane, sugar cane, then to the end, you say, oh, no taste. So the Holy Spirit will serve as the pretext of the kingdom. Okay, then go back to Peter chapter 2. Chapter 2,
verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, the Lord is good.
Taste.
So therefore,
because God's grace, God's salvation, so therefore,
laying aside all these worldly things, lay aside and pursue something. Lay aside. So how to lay aside? The Hebrews, the author of the Hebrews also teach us. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So lay aside every weight. So we just see in 1 Peter chapter 2, right? Laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, or evil speaking. It's weight. So what's weight? Weight is something like a seesaw. Like a scale, right? Or a seesaw. You pray, you go to the playground, you may see the chart up, seesaw. And if I sit here, then we are tall and big guy, you know, over 300 pounds. Any sportsman, as a football star, you know, or 200 pounds. If the person who is sitting this side, right? Then this side must go down, right? Because I'm shorter. So with this way, and this will weigh down. Weigh down. But it should be balanced, it should be balanced. Because God wants us to live in a balanced life,
balanced. We need a religious life. We need a religious life. We need a family life. We need a career life. This the Bible teaches us. We need a religious life. You know, some young people, they stay at church all the time. And their parents have come to the church to call them, come back, huh? And the youth, they say, oh, I'm doing some work for the Lord, right? Actually, play ping pong. Right? They want to stay at church. It's not right because you also need a family time, a family. Not always in the chapel. It's not right. We got to live in balanced life, right? You cannot say, oh, I want to do the Bible, right? Because the pastor said, we have to do the Bible every day, we have to pray every day, so I stay home, I don't want to go to work. It's not right. You have to go to work too, go to work. So we need a balance. Religious life, and family life, and also your career life, the parents. But sometimes, well, way down, let's turn to Luke. Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21, verse 34. 21:34. But take heed to yourself. Take heed. Be careful, because it's a common mistake. So be careful. Take heed to yourself, lest your heart be weighed down with what? Be weighed down, right? Weighed down like this, huh? Weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, that death come on you unexpectedly. So, what can make weighed down? Carousing. And what we care about this life? What we care? You care about this life, of course you care, but too much care. Because I compare, right? If nobody in this world, if only me live in this world, then everything is beautiful, right? Everything to me is wonderful, because nobody, no competitors, no neighbor. But one day, I have a neighbor. I look, hey, why my grass is so yellow and your grass is so green? Hey, 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 how come? Wow, your yellow is so beautiful. I want to be like you. Your car is so beautiful. I want to be like you. Your clothing is so beautiful, right? So fashionable. I want to be like you. Your hair. You spray your hair. Your hair is so special, right? So unique, so stylish. I want to not be like you. If you want to be like somebody, because you care, why you care other people, right? That's their business. Only care yourself, care your spirituality. But your parents might care, right? Are you, pastor, don't come to my house for visitation. Don't come. I said, why? I want to visit your house. Because we have no sofa. Hey, what's wrong with without a sofa? Anything wrong? Without a sofa? Huh? Anything wrong? Right? Why you care about it without a sofa? Right? Because we care too much about this life. Then you have to buy a sofa, right? And sofa maybe cost $1,000. You have no money. Then you've got to work, right? Maybe work extra hour. And you will miss many service, family service, or the travel service, even supper service. You will miss it. Because you care about this life. Then weigh it down. So, in the ancient times, Chinese saying, three of eight. Because we have 24 hours a day. Then we divide into three parts. Each part is 8 hours, right? So we have to use 8 hours to work, 8 hours to sleep, 8 hours to break, right? To get a rest, 8 hours, 8 hours. So equally. But right now, many members extra, right, do some non-unbalanced because way down.
So brothers and sisters, when you grow up, you find a job, be careful. When you go to Microsoft, you work for Microsoft, they will offer you 1 million benefit, $1 million benefit. In five years, you work every day over 16 hours. If you every day you work 16 hours, then they give you $1 million bonus. Yeah, it is very insensitive, right? Insensitive. Very good, right? It's a good offer. David, it's good to you?
Not spiritually.
Not spiritually? Okay, thank God. Yeah, you learn, huh? Yeah, so you take risk. Yeah. John, it's good to you? 5 years, you can retire. Too much work, yeah, too much stress, right? And also you have submitted some result, some project, not just working, just they are sleeping. You'll be sleeping and then 16 hours. No, you got to do something. Don't take it. If you take it, right, then after 5 years, you might destroy your body. Because you cannot take 5 years, every day 16 hours, also that stress. Hey, man, get fresh. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's pray in silence.